Well, you finally got me. How you, Larry Owen?
How you doing?
Just fine. I can't believe we finally met.
Can you believe it?
No. What's up?
Yeah, so, let's see here. Angel talked to you a while back, and about a month ago, about a property you have. A few properties you have, actually.
Okay.
These must be little rental properties you're looking to sell.
They are.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Let me take a look. Two bedroom, one bath, 1,000 square feet. You got these from your dad. They're rented. This was rented for $350.
$350. That's right.
Oh, okay. Bathroom was redone 6 years ago. All it needs a paint job. Outside
the house.
Okay. Yeah. One of these little old wood frame houses. It looks like.
Correct. Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay. All right, good. Let's see here. Let's take a look at the other one. It's rented out for $350. Let's see here.
Okay, that's the largest one. It's on the housing authority. Lady's been in it, I'd say 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Just painted three rooms of it. Just put a new central heating and air unit on it back in November.
Okay.
Roof is probably 10 years old. Other than that, I can't really think of anything else. It passed the housing authority's inspection. Nothing to be needed to be done.
Okay, yeah, it's Section 8. It's right. It's on the corner, kind of right there at the railroad tracks, right?
Right, it's right at the railroad tracks.
Do you own the land all the way over to the railroad tracks?
I do not.
Okay, so there's a lot between you and the railroad.
There's a lot on either side of the house, in fact.
Oh, okay. And it's bringing in $450.
It could bring in a good. I would, if that lady would move out, I'd move it to 600.
Right.
It was me.
Okay. And let's see here.
Okay, that's the one that's been rented the longest. There is absolutely nothing to do there. It's as neat as a pin. The lady's probably been in there close to 30 years.
Wow.
Yep. That's one reason. You can look at what I charge for rent. I'm not somebody to constantly go up. I know it's my own fault. I should. But I have not. I've only had one price increase on her in the key 15 years I've owned the house.
Right. Okay. And she's paying $260 a month.
$260. Yeah.
And how do you make any money doing that?
Not a lot. I'm telling you. I do it kind of out of kindness of my heart to let her stay there at $260. It ought to be a minimum $350.
Right. Right. So let me ask you this question: how long has it been since you've bought or sold any rental property in Lancaster?
Quite some time. I got these from my dad, and we set up a payment plan, and I paid him off in 10 years. Those are the only three I've ever owned.
Oh, okay. Because I do buy and sell a lot of properties in Lancaster. I mean,
all right.
I can give you a ton of addresses. I'm not really sure how much you're asking for these, but I can give you an idea as to what rental properties are selling for in Lancaster. Mm-hmm. They're basically selling where rents are about 2% per month, minus like closing costs and minus like any little repairs or whatever that might need to be done. You know, usually any house could use, you know, a couple thousand in repairs or whatever. So between these three that you have, that's $1,060 per month that's coming in, and that's 2% of about $50,300, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so minus like, you know, I mean, you could probably say any house could use 5 to 10 in repairs, but if we just use 10 for all three of them, that'd bring you down to about $40,300. And actually, you know, I've seen a lot of properties. I just bought six in Lancaster. All six of them were rented out for $350 a month with long-term tenants, and the guy sold all six of them for $30,000. And he set the price. I didn't, because he knew what they were selling for. He buys almost a lot of them. What were you thinking you wanted to get for them, or what would you need to get for them for a quick cash sale?
Well, I know what I wanted for them, but when I talked to a friend of mine who's a realtor, and he told me, you know, that you were interested in buying them for cash, I said I would take as little as 75 for them, and I know that's a lot higher than you say they're worth.
Right.
But I got to have that out of them. So
I'm with you. Here's the best way for you to get 75 out of them.
Yeah,
get the tenants out, go in there and do a few little repairs to them, and then list them on the market with the realtor. And sometime in the next, you know, I don't know, 12 to 18 months, you'll probably get a decent offer.
Okay. Okay.
But in the meantime, you know, you won't have any income coming in. But as a rental property in Lancaster, South Carolina, you know, you're probably going to get 40, maybe close to 50,000 for all three of them based on the rental income. Now, if you want to get more money and you don't want to kick the tenants out, you're going to have to raise the rent. Yeah.
I knew that was coming. I need to do that.
Right, right. Well, I hate I can't help you, but, you know, income property is based on the value is based on the income.
Right.
Right.
I understand. I understand. I mean, I'm a novice at this, even though I've done it for a while, but I don't trade them. I just keep going up. So.
Right.
All right. I was just trying to get them out of my hands so that if something should happen to me, my wife wouldn't be in her position.
Well, let me ask you this question. You know how your dad financed them for you?
Right.
If I could help get you your price, would you finance them for me?
If you could get me the 75 plus interest over 10 years, I would think about it, yeah.
Well, let me just see here. Let me just pull up my handy-dandy financial calculator and see, $75,000. What kind of interest are you looking at? The banks are around 4 to 5 right now.
Yeah. Well, do individuals normally charge more or less? Honestly, don't I?
Say that again.
What would an individual normally charge?
When we do owner financing, we usually do 4 or 5%, somewhere around there.
About the same as the bank, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do
that. All right. Let me figure here for would you be willing to go 15 instead of 10? And I'll tell you why. At 10 years, your payment is $795, and if it's bringing in $1,060 minus $795, that's $265 minus taxes and insurance. There's going to be no cash flow, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get them back. So if you could do 180 months, let's see here, 75, 5%, 180 months, that's going to be a payment of $593. So what is your taxes usually run a year for all three of them?
About
$1,700.
Uh-huh.
And what about insurance?
What's 115 times 12?
That'd be 1150 plus another 230.
I thought it was about 1300, 1400, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so that's gonna be 1380 divided by 12 is 115. Okay, 115 plus 141. See, that's $256 right there in taxes and insurance, right? Not any repairs or maintenance or any of that stuff. So let's see here. What did I tell you that payment at 15 years was? $593.
Something like that.
$1,060 minus $593, at least $1,060 minus $593 payment. That leaves you with $467 minus $256. That leaves $211 a month in cash flow.
Hmm. Need to raise the rent, no?
Yeah. Let me see here. I got another idea here. Would you be comfortable with a 20-year amortization but have a balloon where they pay off in 10 years?
Would be paid out in 10 years?
In other words, the amortization would be based on 20 years, but at the end of 10 years, there would be a balloon payment.
So I would be out from under them in 10 years.
Right, right. And let me just share this with you, Chuck. Here's what I'm going to do, okay? I've been doing this for 30 years. I've bought and sold probably over 1,000 properties, right, in 12 states. And I do about 5 to 10, sometimes 15 deals a month. I have 4 closings this week, right? So I got my finger on the pulse. I buy and sell a lot of property. My goal is to try to figure out how to put a deal together so it's win-win-win for everybody, right? Here's what I'm going to do. I got a lot of people that will buy rental properties in Lancaster, South Carolina, okay, as well as York County, Lancaster County, Catawba, Lincoln, Cleveland, Rutherford, Gaston counties, right? So all I'm going to do is if I can help you get what you want, you don't want to deal with the management headache anymore, but you probably don't mind the cash flow still coming in, right? So if you and I can come to terms, all I'm going to do is get one of my investor people to come in and buy these properties, and I'm going to get them to give me a small down payment, and that's the way I'm going to make my money, right?
Okay.
Your cash flow, you'll get your price that you want, plus you're going to earn 5% return on your money in the meantime, and you could have roughly $500 a month coming in. It'd be $494.97, you know, $495 a month coming in. for 10 years, and then after the 10 years, they would either refinance and pay you off or sell them and pay you off or whatever.
Okay.
And I've done this with a lot of people that, you know, they like the cash flow. They just don't want to deal with the headaches of tenants, trash, termites, and toilets anymore. You know what I mean?
You said that before.
Yeah. Right. That's for sure. But it'll get you your price, which is above market, right? It is above market. But because you're offering financing, I could probably get that for you. And I'm just going to find somebody that's going to give me probably $10,000 to just take it over and make payments and get the cash flow.
Okay. If you find somebody, I'll be thinking on it, and I would be interested, I believe. But
all right.
Yeah,
why don't we do that?
I'm 65, and if I can get out of them by the time I'm 75, that's good.
Okay, that sounds cool. I'll tell you what. Here's what I got. I've got a simple, standard real estate offer to purchase. It's just one page. It basically says I'm buying your properties as is, and it'll spell out the little terms of the transaction, and I can get that out to you. And once you get that signed, get it back to me. I'll start marketing these things right away, and we'll see if we can't get you your money in around 30 days and get this thing going. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Lorraine. She is my closing manager. Now, she's a little busy today because we got four closings coming up. But I'm going to have her email you this one-page contract, and you can sign it digitally, like through DocuSign or whatever. All you got to do is, like, click, 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 and it's done, right?
All
right. So as soon as we get that back and see that we can see when you open it, look at it and all that, and we can see whenever you've signed it. So whenever we get that back, we'll set up a time to come down, and what we'll need to do is we'll need to go in, get all kind of pictures and everything, so that way we're not having to bug the tenants every two or three days to send people through the house. We got to get pictures inside and out and all around the house and stuff like that so we can start marketing it to our buyers that we already have, if that makes sense.
All right,
cool. Is this the best number to reach you at?
Yeah, I know you've had trouble getting me, but it's just that I'm busy on it. But yeah, just keep leaving messages, or you can text me, either one.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. I'm going to get this contract together. Lorraine's going to send it out to you sometime this afternoon. As soon as I get that back, we'll move forward.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, I know I've left you several messages. You know my number, but my name is Larry Goins, G-O-I-N-S, and the name of our company is Neighborhood Housing Group. I've been buying and selling properties for over 30 years, since 1986 was the first year I did a deal.
Okay.
Yeah, just so you know who we are, and you don't get off the phone and go like, who was this guy, right?
Yeah. You didn't have any relatives in Charleston, did you?
No, I don't. I really don't. You know, a couple people have asked me that.
Yeah, I used to be in a picture frame business, and there was a gallery in downtown Charleston owned by Goins.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, it must be the same name that they're asking me about, because I've had a couple people ask me about Charleston.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I look forward to working with you. I'm glad we were able to work it out so it's win-win, and Lorraine will get this out to you the next couple hours.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye.